An example of what I'm talking about is done in Europe. Most of those countries, at least 20% of the housing is public housing. In Finland, it's 75%. In the city of Vienna, 60% of the people live in public housing. And because of all that public housing, rents in the private rental market are affordable. By contrast, in the US, less than 1% of units are public. So that's where we gotta go. So what went wrong here? Because originally, this was supposed to be mixed income. The original plan, this is under Governor Rockefeller, was 70% middle income, 20% low income, 10% elderly. But the problem is, the federal government under Nixon withdrew the subsidies that were used to build this. This was built 100% with public money. They didn't have to borrow. And then the state legislature withdrew $100 million to pay for the bond anticipation notes of the Urban Development Corporation in 1974. Both these things happened in 1974 when the project was completed. And so the UDC went bankrupt, leading to, among other things, big problems in New York City. So this became an exclusively low-income project. And the owners, who were absentee private owners, had a contract to get subsidies from the federal government. But when it ended, as it ended, they neglected maintenance, the project deteriorated. I had extended family living up here in the 90s, and the two towers that were here, they were living there. There's some townhouses over there. These townhouses were abandoned. Rosie Seals, who's right behind me, lived over here back in the 80s. As I mentioned earlier, Empire State had taken it over, so the state didn't invest in it. And then they cut this deal with all these crooks who are now facing charges. So that's the kind of housing policy we've got to get away from. And we got to get back to the public housing. And I can go over the charges of all these crooks, but I think I'll wrap it up by saying it's time for New York State to invest billions in the state municipal housing authority so we can repair and rebuild the housing we've got and radically expand the supply of affordable housing. It's time to stop subsidizing these private developers who, what building they do is at enormous cost, and they're always scheming with the politicians.